U.S. Chess Executive Board Open Session Number 1 on Sunday, November 17th, 2019, Louisville, Kentucky. Mr. President.
Well, we have had an extremely long period of closed session going over 2 days. We covered a variety of topics in that closed session, to include personnel matters, to include contracts for events, to include contracts related to the IT project, and other matters. So, out of that, Mr. Secretary, I believe we have several motions.
Six
motions that we will present and vote on now in open session. Can you start us, please?
Yes. All right. Number one, the employment contract for Executive Director Carol Meyer is extended for an additional 5 years. The new expiration date is 10/1/2025. All other terms remain the same.
I think that that offer, which in session we had talked about, in closed session we talked about with our executive director, that she found acceptable, is reflective of the board's satisfaction with the performance of our executive director. I would also note, before we vote on it, that we have worked with her to establish a series of priorities and goals for the coming year. So all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion passes 7-0. Carol, thank you for your efforts so far, and we look forward to the opportunity to work with you for some time to come.
Likewise.
Mr. Secretary.
Number two, the Executive Board authorizes a one-time $20,000 contribution to the 401k plan.
As way of explanation, primarily I think the board understands it, but for the posterity of the group who may be listening to it, our 401k plan presently does not have a match. What we had chosen to do is have a provision to make one-time contributions to it. Those one-time contributions get supplied to all of the employees, whether they are actively participating by making payroll contributions into the plan or not. We have done this contribution like this into the plan for the last several years, and this amount is what we budgeted and the delegates approved in the budget in August. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 7-0. Carol, would you please take the steps necessary to make sure that that gets posted into these accounts as soon as possible? Mr. Secretary.
Number three, the Executive Board approves a restatement of the U.S. Chess 401k plan to adopt a safe harbor plan with a 50% match up to 5% participant contribution to be effective 1/1/20. The restated plan is to be presented to the board for final approval before implemented. Before being implemented?
For being implemented. For the record, the Safe Harbor Plan requires that the organization contribute to the 401k plan 3% of compensation for everyone, whether they contribute anything to the plan or not. With the Safe Harbor Plan, it does relax some of the testing for coverage for highly compensated employees, and it does free up certain employees to make higher levels of contributions to the plan. So a employee who would participate in the plan with contributing at least 5% of payroll would get the 3% base plus 2.5% more, for a total maximum coming from U.S. Chess of 5.5% of payroll. That would end up being, if everyone participated to the maximum, that would end up being more than what we are currently contributing, but the 3% safe harbor contribution would match about what we've been putting into the plan so far. Might be a little bit more, but it's not going to be significant anymore. As we are changing some team members over time, we've had several that have left and we've added new people. We think we have to be a little more for a match to be competitive in the hiring process. So that's the reason for the change. this is not, you know, a new novel and very different sort of plan. These are boilerplate plans. Our existing fund, third-party administrator has this. It's just checking different boxes in it, but we will have to restate the plan to do that. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Seeing none, it passes 7-0. One part of this is we will get out to y'all by email the restated plan once we get it, and we will vote to affirmatively adopt that restated plan. So this is giving us guidance to go do that, and then before we implement it, before the end of the year, we will get a new plan out to you guys and have you all look at it. Mr. Secretary.
Number four, the Executive Board authorizes President Alan Preece to sign the U.S. Chess, to sign the U.S. Chess Letter of Certification for the Nexus 9 Chess Noter tablet electronic notation device manufactured by Black Mirror Studio. The version certified by U.S. Chess covers software/hardware version 2.1.8 and is the only version being certified. This certification does not supersede the specifications of the U.S. Chess electronic device policy.
So in this case, we have a different device, which actually is a little bit bigger footprint than the existing Chess Noter device. It primarily is designed to be something for people who may struggle with the ability to notate due to limitations in dexterity or vision. So it has a bigger footprint. It does not supersede the electronic device policy that we have adopted for U.S. chess events. However, that policy does provide for reasonable accommodation for people. So this could be considered to be a reasonable accommodation for people who might want to use this device. So it hasn't changed that. And the process changed a little bit for review. It's not under the full new review process because it got in the hopper before we...
No, this one's new. This one went through the full process.
So through the full new review process. Yeah. And then the approval is different as we put into the motion. The approval requires some sort of additional review, either full or could be limited for changes in functionality that may go through software upgrades. So there are some differences in this than prior stuff. But
yeah,
we
I
did
would,
go
also,
ahead, please.
I would also, on behalf of the Executive Board, express thanks to the members of the Rules Committee, especially who did review this particular device and the time and effort they spent doing that.
So, with that explanation for the record, we'll vote on it. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes 7-0. Mr. Secretary.
Number five, the Executive Board approves the U.S. Chess membership terms and conditions as presented and modified. The target date for implementation of the membership agreement is January 1, 2021.
As we, by way of explanation for the record, as we have run into some issues related to our disciplinary processes and some other factors, our legal teams, our different legal teams have all said, where's your membership agreement? So we believe it's time that we get one straightened out. What we have done is, with some legal assistance, mostly just codified things we were already doing. And that some of them were written in various documents, some things that were generally accepted but maybe not adequately documented. So the membership agreement lists out the different types of memberships and terms. It also, probably the most substantive part, the members when they join agree that they're going to be bound by the rules and by the disciplinary processes of the organization. So in summary, that's kind of it. We recognize that there are some implementation issues. It's got to get included into the web store. We've got education to be done with tournament directors. We've got documents that have to be written. We have just a whole host of implementation pieces, which is why we're pushing that implementation back to January 1, 2021. We may find that's not long enough to implement all the pieces, but we are moving down this path. It's within the power of the Executive Board to do it. And so therefore, I would call for a vote on the issue. All in favor of this membership terms and conditions signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 7-0.
And I think we have one more, Mr. Secretary.
One more. The executive board permanently revokes the U.S. Chess membership of Sina Jahandari, U.S. Chess ID 15779488, for the violation of his suspension by the ethics
So this player had been suspended for a number of years, 5 years to be precise, and within a few months of that suspension went out and bought through our web store a separate membership in his name and went to try to play in an event. An event. We caught that. Event results were voided because he was suspended and could not play in the event. And the because of this, we have determined that we should just revoke his membership, and that revocation is permanent. That is within the power of the board to do that by the bylaws, and so we're exercising that power under the bylaws. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes 7-0. Ms. Executive Director, would you please work with the team at the office to notify said former member, and also to work on getting an appropriate list of suspended members up where folks can get to it. We recognize we have an issue with that in our communications, so we need to move that along as well. Are there any other business to come before the board? Our next meeting will be in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it'll be the weekend of Martin Luther King holiday. We will meet on that Saturday. The dates, I believe, are, somebody correct me? 18th of January through the 20th of January. The agenda for the meeting will include our work on the budget. It will include other matters that come up. We're going to be looking strategically at communications in that. We'll be working some more on events with our events director, and we're going to move forward from there. Also, we will anticipate that the IT contract results, maybe our first pass on some things to look at, may be available by then. And just to read into the record also, the IT refresh is moving along well within the parameters that we expected it to, and at this point we're happy with the way that that is going. So that appears to be on schedule, it appears to be on budget, and we will be considering what phase two for that looks like sooner rather than later. I mean, we're going to be actively moving that down the road, and it's going pretty well. So this is a big deal, and it's very important to get it done, and so far so good. With no other business, we will stand adjourned until we meet again in January of 2021. Thank you. 2020. Well, good heavens. I moved this whole year down the pipe, didn't I? January of 2020.